This week on the Georgia Health Report, we break down the risk of going to the game as football season returns throughout the South. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, Communications Director for the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor, Georgia Health News. So Andy, as you know, fall time for many people in the South means football, but is it safe to go to games at this moment in these big stadiums with thousands of cheering fans around you?
Well, that's a good question, Lauren, and it's something that public health experts have weighed in on. Phil Galowitz of Kaiser Health News and myself asked some public health expert epidemiologists about this, and they're pretty universal on the fact that if you have not been vaccinated, you should not go to the game. A game, whether it's a Georgia game, whether it's a Braves playoff game, whatever. And they say that even if you're vaccinated, 6 out of the 7 experts that we talked to said this is just not the right time to go with COVID raging driven by the Delta variant.
And for fans who plan to attend games, can you put the risk in context for those who are vaccinated and for those who still aren't?
Well, for those who aren't, it clearly can be a spreadable event for them in terms of transmission of this virus. For those who are vaccinated with the circulating air outdoors, it's going to be less risky than an indoor event. But still, you're shoulder to shoulder with people. Oftentimes, you don't even know whether they're vaccinated or not. The one expert that we talked to that was not clear whether someone should go or should not go. He didn't want to take a position on that, but he said if you do go, even if you're vaccinated, you should double mask or consider double masking.
And then even some vaccinated fans might think, I'll take the risk even if I get a breakthrough case. Why is that not the best idea?
Yes, these breakthrough cases are troubling. People are getting COVID even if they've been fully vaccinated. But for someone who is fully vaccinated, they can carry the virus and infect other people. It's the issue of protecting people around you, friends, family, neighbors, coworkers.
And one expert you spoke to didn't think the risk of even getting a minor case of COVID was worth the risk because of the possible long-term health effects that we still don't know a lot about.
Well, something like 10 to 30% of people who have COVID have long-term health effects. These health conditions are problematic for the people that do have this so-called long-haul COVID. So any infection could lead to debilitating symptoms for a long time. And it's something that has stumped the medical experts. They're taking a look at it. But meanwhile, there are thousands of people in our country that have this long-haul COVID.
And we should note that sports have been happening all summer, and there haven't been substantial outbreaks, right? So what makes the fall time more of a concern?
In our region, we have very high infection rates right now and low vaccination rates compared with the national averages. And I note that LSU, in order to get into their home football games, is requiring people to have proof of vaccination, a vaccination card, or a recent negative COVID test. And some NFL teams are doing the same thing.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPBnews.org.